life, life, abundant life. Jesus alone is the giver. Life, life, eternal life. Glory to Jesus forever. Let's sing it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we turn in our hymnals to 123. I want to ask you a question as you're turning to this glorious hymn. What is your expectation this morning? What are you expecting from the Lord? Or are you just doing church? It's Sunday. You're at camp. And 10:15, we have church. And what do you do in church? Well, you sing hymns and we worship, or maybe you don't worship, or maybe you wait for the sermon or somebody to testify. That's what we do. That's church, amen? No, it's not church. Some of you were like, didn't know which way to go with that. It's all right. You know, we don't ever want to just do church. And I don't want to ever just do church. I don't want to ever just conduct church. It's not what it's about. It's all about Jesus and His manifesting Himself to us. And that ought to be our expectation. As I was praying for the service this morning, this verse came to me. Perhaps a familiar verse to many of you from Colossians 3. Before Colossians 3, the apostle begins in the previous chapter, in 16, and he tries to tell them, he says, look, stop all of the formal, traditional things that you're used to. He said, that's not it. And when you get to chapter 3, he says this, if you then were raised with Christ, then seek those things which are above, which Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. And here it is, too. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. So, our expectation ought to be, Lord, I want to see you. And my heart and my thoughts are all on things above today. I hope that's it. Don't miss what Christ has for us this morning. Don't just do church. So, let me ask you, body of Christ, are you ready to glorify the Lord? And do you have an expectation that, I don't know what's going to happen in this meeting, but Holy Spirit, here I am. I surrender, I yield to you. Whatever you want to take place, take place. God, I'm here to focus on you. Take all my thoughts captive. Isn't that a good thing to do? That's abundant life. And that's what we're going to sing about. So I hope by the Holy Spirit, I've raised your expectations far beyond just doing a Sunday morning at camp to just seeing the Lord and experiencing His presence and knowing Him and whatever He wants to do in us. Can I invite you to stand with me and let's sing this glorious hymn? Thank you, Lord.
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? give the Spirit more abundantly. More abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life and more abundantly. More abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life more abundantly. For His matchless favor, saints adore Him for this wondrous word.
Sing in our redemption
through His
brimstone flood.
More abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly, more abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life and more.
Musicians, that was so beautiful before, through a verse and a chorus. Thank you. Praise you.
Come to Him believing, hearken to His call, all from Him receiving, give to Him your all. Jesus will accept you when to Him you flee. He will grant His blessing more abundantly. More abundantly, more and more abundantly. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise His mighty name. We worship you, Lord God, our wonderful Savior, our wonderful Lord. Be exalted this morning, O God. We, Lord, exalt you. Our eyes are fixed on the King. We're thankful that you have manifested yourself here. And Lord, we want to praise you. We ask by the Holy Spirit, we'll worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, not out of form or tradition, not, Lord, out of just our routine, but God, that because we know that you're here,
and know that you're in our midst, and you are worthy, the Lamb that was slain. We're thankful, O God, that we are the redeemed, that we know you, we know your voice. Lord God, that you lead and guide us. And we ask that you'll have your way in this service, Lord, with our worship, with all that's said and done. Be magnified, we pray. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will so work, and not only here at camp, but throughout the churches today. We ask that it'll be all about you, Lord, that you'll be in charge, you'll rule, you'll reign in our midst. We ask this, believing you to do it, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated, and why don't we sing yet number 119? Thank you, Lord.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me.
Abides with us. And I want to encourage you all to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Maybe there's a testimony on your heart and you want to share the good things that God is doing in your life. As a body of Christ, we need to hear that from one another. So don't be stagnant. Don't just sit. The worst thing that could ever happen to us physically is that a part of the body becomes non-functional. So what does the Holy Spirit want you to do? He abides. I like to say sometimes too, maybe you're sitting here and saying, well, God has done great things, but I feel so unworthy. Well, knock it off. Because Jesus Christ shed his blood for us. And you know, despite you, God loves you. And he'll take you as you are and he'll make you what you ought to be. Body, soul, and spirit. You know, it never really was about you making you what you ought to be. It's about what Jesus can do with us. So don't let that keep you stagnant. Function this morning. Young people, old people, whatever category you feel you fit in. Function. Maybe God wants you to start a chorus and your heart's palpitating and you're like, no, I don't do that. You know how many, if anyone ever told the Lord, I don't start choruses, it's Brother Keith. And when finally I got so tired of the Holy Spirit saying, I want you to start that chorus, I started it. and I invented my own key. They sing it in heaven. You know, but what a blessing when we obey. So I want to encourage you. What does God want you to do in this meeting? It's not just about the pastor leading a meeting. It's about the body of Christ functioning and hearing and knowing that the Holy Spirit abides and wants you to participate and to move in glorifying the Lord. Amen? Amen. It makes sense. It's the truth. So listen to the Holy Spirit today. Listen to His voice. And in our time together, let's all just do whatever we can to glorify God. I have to mention this. I picked this verse, this song, because I love this verse. He is with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, and just as free. And look at that, blessed your heart. You're smiling. That moved you, right? Folks, good stuff. Because the Comforter abides. Well, we'll sing that fourth, and then let's see what the Lord will do. Fourth verse.
There's no thirsting for the things of the world. They're taking wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day. All my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, we worship.
With harps and with
violins, there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus, and sing this new song.
Wonderful Lord.
I was thinking that this is the 69th season of Pilgrim Camp. This is our 68th anniversary, but our 69th season. How wonderful that we can expect the Lord to work. That very first meeting, the Lord came in such a mighty way to the people that were here. Of course, the setup was a little different, but the Lord was the same. Brother Edwin spoke to preach that first sermon, I understand, from diaries and accounts, but how God came and manifested himself. And I believe the Lord wants to do that in a mighty way again this summer. As we begin, I believe the Lord wants to come to us in the staff meeting in Ridgewood. We spoke about how the Lord should work in us individually. We're taught here at Pilgrim Camp to testify and to sing and to lead out, as Brother Keith said. But I encouraged us to be selfish, to come to each meeting, especially those of us who are at a lot of meetings repeatedly. We should come to each meeting expecting God to do something for me. And then as we have that faith, and as we believe God, he will lead us to be a blessing and to say a word for him or to start a chorus. But oh, how God desires to manifest his Holy Spirit on these grounds. This is a very unique place. People may not understand the guidelines, the strictness, and we're aware of that. But God, we have endeavored to please God in this place, and I believe God has honored us and desires to come to us, young and old alike, as we open our hearts and as we reach out to him in faith. He will come and meet whatever your need is. Whatever your need is. Recently I was praying for something. I did not see how God could possibly take care of this. You know, sometimes we pray and we have a scenario. I think, God, if he did this, and we have these plans, but out of left field, God just handled the situation. That marvel. I said, Lord, you did that. There was no doubt that God did it. And I believe he wants to work in us, as I said, young and old alike, no matter what your question is, no matter what your discouragement is, no matter what your health situation is, God wants to come to us and fill us with faith and expectancy to every one of us here, the campers as well. How we have to believe for those kids. I've worked with Bronx kids for 30 years, and I see the homes that they come from, and you counselors who have been here before, you see what kind of kids come here, the baggage that they bring with them, but God is able.
Amen.
God is able to touch those young lives, those little hearts that reach out to him, and we have to have faith. Everyone on the staff, that is part of your staff duties, to trust God and to believe him in every meeting. And I believe God will do that as we come to him in simple faith and say, Lord, we expect you to work among us and especially work in me.
Yes, amen. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, dear Jesus. We believe you to do it, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, dear Savior, you, dear Jesus.
Yeah.